Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhasachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the welfare of the poor and middle class remains a top priority for the party. Addressing an election rally at Gogamukh in Assam, the Prime Minister said the BJP has consistently focused on infrastructure, education and healthcare to achieve inclusive development. He said that in the last 10 years of NDA rule in Assam, the state has witnessed significant progress. PM Modi said Assam is globally known for its tea and noted that with the upcoming semiconductor plant in Morigaon, the state will soon gain recognition for semiconductor chips. The total gross GST collections grew 8.8% to over 2 lakh crore rupees in March this year as compared to the same period last year. The total gross GST revenue in March 2025 was over 1,83,000 crore rupees. Meanwhile, gross GST revenues rose to 22 lakh crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26, an 8.3% increase over 20 lakh crore rupees recorded last year. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the 58 murals in the Samvidhan Sadan are more than just works of art, they are the visual representation of India's civilizational journey. He said this while releasing the book Tides of Time, authored by Rajya Sabha MP Sudha Murthy in New Delhi. Mr. Radhakrishnan said, democracy is often seen as a modern system that came from the West. He added that India's ancient texts clearly testify that the concept of democracy is not new to the country. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill has provisions that 50% of the total post in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the post in the rank of Additional Director General and all posts in the rank of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by IPS officers on deputation. Freedom Trail trek from Kenzamani to Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh was flagged off on Tuesday, retracing the historic path of His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama's entry into India in 1959. The trek will culminate at Pungtang Se on 5th April. The Freedom Trail stands as a tribute to resilience, unity and spiritual heritage. Tajikistan was crowned winners of the Under-23 Tri-Nation Football Championship 2026 after a hard-fought 1-0 victory over India in the final yesterday at Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh. 1995 batch FCS officer Lopsang Sering has assumed charge as the deputy commissioner of Papumpara district of Arunachal Pradesh, succeeding Vishakha Yadav, who has been transferred to New Delhi. Oil marketing companies have increased the price of commercial LPG gas cylinder by 195 rupees and 50 paise across metropolitan cities amid the conflict in West Asia. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited website, retail price of commercial LPG gas cylinders in Delhi is now 2078 rupees and 50 paise. Similarly, commercial LPG prices have been increased in to 2208 rupees in Kolkata, 2031 rupees in Mumbai, and 2,246 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai. The revised price of the 19 kilogram commercial LPG cylinder has come into effect from today. Meanwhile, the price of domestic LPG cylinders has remained unchanged in the country. Senior IS officer of 1992 batch Chanchal Kumar has taken charge as Secretary of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting today. He has replaced Senior IS officer Sanjay Jaju. Bihar cadre officer Mr. Kumar was earlier serving as Secretary of Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region. With the start of the new financial year today, a set of reforms including key financial rules change have come into force. Over six-decade-old Income Tax Act has been replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025 from today. All digital payment transactions in the country will be required to meet the norms of two-factor authentication from today as directed by the Reserve Bank of India. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.